More claims of police in the Northern Territory failing in their duty of care, with the Catherine family claiming that police mistreatment caused the death of their relative soon after he left a lockup. Nerida Curry has the details.
The sister of an Aboriginal man who died in September, less than 2 hours after being released from police custody, said that her brother suffered from diabetes and needed regular medication. The sister told AAP that after leaving the watch house, her brother complained he was not given any medicine, food or water, and said he had been dragged and kicked by police. She says that her brother, a Walpree man who was a diabetic amputee who used a wheelchair to get around in, was in the watch house for more than 24 hours, and she said when he returned home he could barely sit up, and that people had seen her brother roughly handled by police during his arrest. The death of the man follows the NT coroner's findings, critical of the treatment of Kumanjai Briscoe, who died in a police lockup in Alice Springs earlier this year. The aunt of Mr. Briscoe, Patricia Morton Thomas, said the death was the fifth in suspicious circumstances involving police or corrections since 2009. Nerida Curry, Karma News.